Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or a roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Lawyer Frank Carter made plans to trick Robert Wilson into admitting he forced the late Sam Ainsley into signing a false will. And the plans have worked. It's several hours later now, and in Carter's office are Wilson, Mrs. Mabel Peterson, and several police officers. Penny Gibbs, Carter's secretary, sits at a typewriter as the young lawyer says,
"All right, Wilson, are you going to repeat what you said to me at my home or aren't you?"
"You must think I'm as crazy as you are, Carter. What I said in your home can't be used against me, and besides, how are you going to prove I said it?"
"I have ways.
Police here don't know what I said."
"Oh, no? Penny, could you hear what Wilson said as you stood outside with the police?"
"No, I couldn't, Frank. He was talking too quietly."
"Oh, that's too bad."
"Yes, isn't it? Well, I guess Mrs. Peterson and I can be on our way."
"Just a minute, Wilson. Mrs. Peterson."
"Yes?"
"Mrs. Peterson, I think you were forced into being a party to Wilson's scheme to swindle old Mr. Ainsley. If you'd care to admit all you know, you'll get off with a much lighter sentence."
"Well, Mr. Carter..."
"Keep your mouth shut, Mrs. Peterson. He doesn't know anything he can prove. And he's lying to you about getting off light."
"The state will be lenient with you, I'm sure, Mrs. Peterson."
"I don't know anything to tell."
"Well, think about it a minute. Maybe you'll remember something."
"There's nothing to remember."
"Good girl, Mrs. Peterson. Well, Carter, can we go now?"
"Not yet. Penny, will you turn on that record player?"
"Mm-hmm, right away, Frank."
"What's this, Carter? Do you think soft music will make Mrs. Peterson crack?"
"This isn't going to be soft music, Wilson, but harsh words."
"All right, the machine's on."
"Okay, Penny, play that record I made today. And for the benefit of Mrs. Peterson, Mr. Wilson, and the police, tell us where and when it was made."
"All right. It's a record that was made in Mr. Carter's home this afternoon while Mr. Carter and Mr. Wilson were talking. There was a microphone in the inkwell on Mr. Carter's desk, attached to a recording machine in the other room. Here's what was recorded while they talked."
"How'd you like to make more money for yourself, Mr. Adams?"
"I do well enough as it is."
"But two of us working together might make four times as much money."
"You want to remain legitimate, don't you?"
"I have a little surprise for you, too, Mr. Adams. I wanted you to give me money for my own personal use, not for any orphan's home."
"I don't believe it. You're working for a legitimate cause."
"My credentials are forgeries, Mr. Adams."
"What?"
"Believe me, I'm an old hand at this sort of thing. I could be a big help to you."
"I'd have to make sure you've had experience."
"I can name names."
"Names don't mean anything to me."
"No? You remember Sam Ainsley?"
"Vaguely."
"Well, he signed over $10,000 to me because I forced him into it, Mr. Adams."
"Yes, I think I do remember something about that. His widow was cut off without a cent."
"Only because I forced Ainsley to sign a new will. And then I destroyed the one that left everything to her. Oh, I could name others too, Mr. Adams."
"I wish you wouldn't call me Adams, Mr. Wilson."
"What? What did you call me?"
"Wilson, that's your name, isn't it? It's not Wilson Roberts, as you say. It's Robert Wilson."
What makes you think so?
Because my name is Carter, Frank Carter, and...
Hey, you!
Don't reach for your gun, mister...
I guess that's where the police came in and you turned off the recording machine, Frank.
That's it, Penny. Turn off the player now, will you?
Yeah, I will.
All right, Wilson. Maybe the police didn't hear what you said to me while they were waiting outside my house, but they certainly heard it now.
You're a lot smarter than you look, Carter.
I hope so. Well, Mrs. Peterson, do you want to talk to me now?
Will they be lenient with me if I do?
I'm sure of it.
Never mind, Mrs. Peterson. I'll talk. I might as well. And I'll admit I forced you to help me. I don't know if that'll really do you any good.
Just a minute, Wilson. Penny, I want you to type this out as Wilson talks.
Yeah, I'm ready any time, Frank.
All right, Wilson, let's have it. Slowly.
Okay. I wrote the will for Sam Ainsley. Turning his $10,000 over to the Larivale Research Company.
Was there any such company, Wilson?
A name only. Actually, I kept the money for myself. With Mrs. Peterson's help, I got Ainsley to sign the will the day he died. He was so sick he didn't know what he was signing. Then, at my instructions, Mrs. Peterson got Ainsley to produce his original will, which she turned over to me and I destroyed.
What did Mrs. Peterson get out of this?
Nothing. I offered her $1,000 for her assistance, but she wouldn't take it and I didn't argue with it.
Why did Mrs. Peterson allow herself to become a party to this swindle?
I knew something about her past. I threatened to tell what I knew unless she'd do what I asked her to do. She wanted no part of my plan, believe me. But she had to go along with it. Anything else you want to know?
I want to know a lot more. I want the names of the other people you've swindled, and I want to know how much money you have in the bank. Penny, you getting all this?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, Wilson. What about money?
I know what you're getting at. Where I'm going, I won't need money, will I? Yes. I've got money in the bank. Plenty of it. Maybe not enough to pay back everybody in full, but Mrs. Ainsley and the others should be able to get back 65 to 70 cents on the dollar. That ought to make them happier than getting back nothing at all.
Oh, golly, this is a nice restaurant since they redecorated it.
Has it been redecorated, Penny?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was not.
No, Fred. Been here as long as I can remember. Only it was getting a little run down with age until the new management took it over.
Well, frankly, I don't care much about the looks of a place as long as the food's good.
Mm, I think it is. How about you?
It's terrific. Glad you suggested it. I've always eaten much nearer the office.
Oh, that's because you've been so busy.
And I think I'm going to be busier. When Wilson and his confession made the front page of this evening's paper, I think I made a name for myself. I called home before I drove over to get you, and Mother says the phone's been ringing for hours.
Clients or congratulations?
Both. Penny, we're going to have a busy office starting tomorrow morning. You'll be there early, won't you?
You bet I will. But I thought you wanted me to stop by and see Mrs. Ainsley and explain that she'll get most of the money back.
Well, I thought we might do that this evening. Both of us, that is, unless you have a date.
No, I don't have a date.
Well, I'm surprised.
Why?
Well, for obvious reasons. You're an extremely attractive girl, Penny.
But thank you.
Did this dinner engagement force you to call off a date?
No, Frank, there was no date.
I can't understand it.
There's just one person, Frank.
Oh.
And there always will be just one.
Please, I think you misunderstood my reasons for asking. It was merely curiosity. I mean, it just didn't seem possible that so much charm could go unappreciated.
I know that's the only reason you asked.
Well, believe me, it was. Well, tell me, what's the fellow like?
Oh, golly, I'm not sure I could describe him. I'm kind of prejudiced.
I think you'll be fairly honest about him. Is he rich, poor, somewhere in between?
Rich, very rich.
Well, good for you. Now, I'm never going to be too proud to fall in love with a rich girl if a rich girl comes along. And if I fall in love with him...
If you're in love, Frank, it doesn't matter whether the person's rich or poor.
I know that. But it sure helps when it comes time to pay the bills. That is, if you've ever had any experience paying bills.
You bet I have.
Well, what's the guy's name?
Barry Carlton. Well, what's the for?
$100 million or so.
Oh, I don't know how much money he has.
I doubt if he does either. Look, Penny, I'm a little embarrassed. I can't understand now why you came to work for me or can afford to spend time with me.
Oh, Frank, it's a very long story, and I'm sure you don't want to hear all about it. Barry's away, and will be away for a long time.
Oh, family trouble, huh? The Carltons don't want a Carlton to marry one of the common people without thinking it over a year or two?
Oh, no. No, Mrs. Carlton and I are the best of friends. Barry and I would have been married several months ago, but... Well, something happened.
Or what? Or shouldn't I ask?
Well, I suppose you shouldn't ask, but... It's only right that you know. I guess I'll be working for you a long time if you'll have me.
No, I'll say I'll have you. And your job can be a big one if things work out for me the way I expect. Look, you're not going to marry for a while, are you?
No, I'm not going to marry for a while. As a matter of fact, maybe never.
Carlton run out on you?
No, luck ran out on us.
What do you mean?
I mean he had to go away. I mean, just before we were married, he found out that there was a dangerous strain of insanity in the family. And his doctors warned him that it might be risky for him to marry.
You mean it might suddenly appear in him, too?
Mm-hmm.
So, what's he trying now, the out-of-sight, out-of-mind cure?
He's trying to find doctors who tell him that there isn't any risk. That we can live happily together for a long time.
And what if he never finds doctors who'll tell him that?
Then I don't know. Then I guess our future will be hopeless.
That's not much to look forward to, is it?
I suppose not, but I'm not looking forward to it as being hopeless.
You wouldn't.
Look, I just can't give up hope, that's all. I have too much faith in the belief that everything works out.
That's a nice faith, Penny. But it can waste years of your life.
I'm not going to waste a day of my life, Frank. That's why I want to work so hard. That's why I took the job with you. That's why I want to help Dr. Judson with the church work.
You're looking for hard work to help you forget, huh? Okay, I'll help you in that department, Penny. We're going to work and work hard, and it's going to be good for both of us.
Isn't that a threat, Frank?
No, that's a promise, Penny. I thought something was the matter in your life. I'm sorry to hear it's as serious as it is. But I do like the way you're taking it. And I think you're going to like the way I'm going to help make life easier for you, too.
Is young Frank Carter going to turn out to be not only Penny's boss, but a good friend as well? Is hard work going to let Penny forget the sorrow in her heart? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.